latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Forwards Raheem Sterling and Kevin De Bruyne could come into contention for City's Premier League clash with Everton at the Etihad Stadium on Saturday. Sterling's had a calf problem while a hamstring injury has kept De Bruyne sidelined. They've trained this week, are close to making a return, while captain Vincent Kompany could feature in the near future, having shaken off his groin injury. Midfielder Fabian Delph could be back in consideration after a knock, but right-back Bakary Sagna, Pep Guardiola's confirmed, will be out for 3 weeks after suffering a hamstring injury playing for France. Guardiola said he went away for 2 weeks with France, got injured, so now we face 3 weeks without him. It's a pity. Pep Guardiola refusing to prioritise his tantalising return to Barcelona next week because of the Premier League's rigours. Said he faced 7 games in 3 weeks, starting on Saturday against Everton in the run which includes an EFL Cup clash against Manchester United. Guardiola not tempted to rest any players ahead of the Champions League doubleheader with Barca. Never prioritised, he said. Of course, when we play in the League Cup, it's different, but the other competitions, the next one's the most important game. I'm going to see how the internationals are physically, their mentality, mental approach. Some of the players recover quickly and others need more time. Saturday, the most important game. I don't know what's going to happen against Everton, so the approach for the next one is to win. Well, Pep Guardiola's praised Everton counterpart Ronald Koeman, who was at Barcelona at the same time as him. He said, I'd look up to him. He's a big friend of mine and I appreciate his words. He's always played good in big games. Amazing. He's one of the best central defenders I've met in my entire life. Pep Guardiola also reportedly considering a raid to take Bayern Munich's Spanish left-back Juan Bernat to Manchester City. Contrary to some reports, there's no agreement in place that prevents the City boss from returning to his former club to try and sign players. Guardiola has instructed his close team to give him a list of suitable names. It's understood 23-year-old Bernat, who struggles for regular action at Bayern, is on his radar. 8 games have been changed for TV coverage. City will face Chelsea on Saturday, December 3rd at 12:30 on Sky, while BT will show the trip to Leicester City on Saturday, the 10th of December at 5:30. The visit of Arsenal will be on Sky on Sunday, the 18th of December at 4 o'clock, and Hull versus City is the Boxing Day game at 5:15 on Sky. Liverpool against City is on New Year's Eve with a 5:30 kick-off on BT, while Everton against City is on Sunday, the 15th of January at 1:30 on Sky. City against Spurs, Saturday the 21st, 5:30 on BT. And finally, Wednesday, February the 1st, 7:45 BT, is City's trip to the London Stadium to face West Ham.